David was prepared to learn by his mistakes. We read about it in 2 Samuel chapter 6. The man that touched the ark died, and it upset David, so he let the Ark of the Covenant stay in Obed-Edom's house. But Obed-Edom received a blessing, and so David wanted the blessing of God. He was prepared to learn by the mistake he had made. He was learning to do things God's way. A radio program had a discussion about airline pilots and surgeons owning up to their mistakes so their procedures could be improved. And they quoted a story of an aircraft man who mislaid one of his tools on the flight deck of the aircraft carrier. The commander was told the whole operation that was ongoing was shut down till it was found. Later, in front of the crew, the aircraft man was commended for acknowledging his mistake. It could have had tragic consequences for a plane coming into land. We make mistakes. That's life. But a good leader will admit to them and then correct the procedures for the future so there are no repeats. Are we big enough to take responsibility for our mistakes and correct them? It said that the Ark of the Lord remained in the house of Obed-Edom the Gittite for 3 months, and the Lord blessed Obed-Edom and all his household. When we take the Lord's Supper to fulfill one of the requests of Jesus when he said, "Do this in remembrance of me," and when we gather together, as the writer of Hebrews encouraged us to do, we start well. But there's more. We have additionally to give financially to help the work of God. And so we are doing even better. In fact, we could be giving ourselves a pat on the back. But we must be careful. There is something we must check up on to get blessed. And people often watch to see if we are blessed. Mrs. Widdowson was healed in a service at our church. It was in the newspapers, on the television, and so many people knew her. And year after year, they would ask her, "Are you still healed?" Yes, she kept her healing. Local people saw that instead of Obed-Edom getting boils and blisters, he was blessed. No family member had dropped dead. Great things were happening in his household. And when we see others being blessed, we like to know the reason why. Let's ask a question. Do we think we will receive a blessing today if we're holding a grudge? If we are intent on gossiping about somebody else, if we are cheating, lying, or even worse, if we consider that despite our unpleasant thoughts and thinking, we would get blessed, we are wrong. We won't get blessed. But there is a solution. When we are needing correction, first, God has always given people a warning. And there is one at the communion table. Therefore, it says, whoever eats the bread or drinks from the cup of the Lord in an improper way will be held responsible for the Lord's body and blood. But then after that warning, the next verse tells us what to do. It says, but let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. Self-examination is far better than leaving it to others to do it. I was reading this passage when taking communion to a housebound church member. It was in the days gone by when you called them by their surname. I stopped at the verse before it said, because of this, many are weak and sickly are among you. But Mrs. Hill said, read it all, Pastor. Read it all. She was unwell through age, but she was prepared to answer the challenge of 1 Corinthians 11:27. We could be connected with the crime of the cross, not with the blessing of the cross, if we don't look into God's mirror to examine ourselves. It says, whoever therefore eats the bread and drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be answerable for the body and blood of the Lord. The word guilty, here answerable, means that we have connection with the crime. It is the word used in Matthew 5:21. You heard that it was said of those in ancient times, you shall not murder, and whoever murders shall be liable to judgment. It's that word liable. But I say to you, if you are angry with your brother or sister, you will be liable to judgment. And if you insult a brother or sister, you will be liable to the council. And if you say, you fool, you will be liable to the hell of fire. Or we don't want to be held guilty of that. Obed-Edom was from Gath, the city of Goliath, the city where the ark caused devastation. But he was prepared to have another go, this time being on the right side of God. His family group had left Gath after David took refuge there for a while. They were among the loyal supporters of David and fled with him in times of trouble. And they either had tunes or musical instruments that helped in singing some of the Psalms, Psalm 8 and 81, for example. The Lord bless you. Amen.